CBS News Brief. A heavily armed man shot and killed two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic who were responding to a domestic violence call. Drew Evans is with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
This individual had several guns and large amounts of ammunition and shot at the police officers from multiple positions within the home.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley takes aim at both Donald Trump and President Biden on ABC.
We need a new generational leader that's not distracted by court cases, that's not filled with vengeance towards our enemies, that's not in the drama.
South Carolina holds its GOP primary on Saturday. And it's been more than a year. It's been a year since former President Jimmy Carter started to receive hospice care in his Georgia home. His grandson Jason gave an update on CBS News Sunday morning.
After a year in hospice, on a daily basis, we have no expectations for his body, but we know that his spirit is as strong as ever.
Jimmy Carter is 99. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona!
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some country, conversation, and a little coffee maybe thrown in there. Hope you're having a good start to your week out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining me for another great week of great country, good fun, morning fun, conversation, and all that kind of thing. And plenty of stuff from you, because we want your requests. Get ready to call up 715-423-1055. We'd love to hear from you. Love to get those requests from you. Also, any other kind of news and notes that you have out there. We're going to get to some country music news in just a little bit. We'll also get into some other interesting stuff this morning. Like this right here. A Nebraska man cleaning out the glove compartment in his vehicle found a scratch-off lottery ticket he bought last year that ended up winning him a new truck. Come on. How does that happen? Lucas Swathart of North Platte told Nebraska lottery officials he bought the truck and buck scratch-off ticket. That's pretty good. From the Quick Stop. Force a habit out here in Wisconsin. It was called Quick Stop on South Jeffers Street in North Platte in early autumn and put it in his glove box for later. Yeah, check it out later. Swimsuit said he forgot about the ticket until earlier this month. I was cleaning out my glove box, he said. I was looking for a VIN number on my other vehicle, and found the ticket in there unscratched. The scratched a ticket off, and he discovered he'd won the top prize, a 2023 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4 crew cab with the flex fuel truck. He said he wasn't sure if he was going to keep the prize truck until he learned that the lottery takes care of the taxes and registration fees for the vehicle. There's a cool inside note. I don't know that every lottery does that, but it's cool that that one does. Quote, that just makes it better, he said, when you find out there's no financial strings attached to it. And I think that's the one of the biggest things that I think that I have heard that has changed so much in winning. I have not gotten the chance to be a part of necessarily giving away a truck, but in, you know, a couple decades of radio, I've gotten to give away a lot of cool things. I would say that right in the top five, my favorite things about radio is giving things away. There's very few things. I don't care if it's a T-shirt or it's a brand new vehicle. It always feels good. From the very first T-shirt cannon gun I shot at a wrestling event, I believe was my first remote. But it always feels good. We want you guys to enjoy it as much. And that kind of stuff can really hold people back. You can get the greatest prize in the world. You're like, well, what's the tax situation on this? That, I don't know when that changed or how much that's changed things, but it definitely did. Taking a look now at our National Day of calendar, let's dive right in for this February 19th, 2024. It is National Chocolate Mint Day. You like your chocolate with a little mint in there? Today's a good day for that. Chocolate mint ice cream is one of those things I can't eat a ton of, but when you get a hankering for it, it's the only thing that'll fix it. It's the only thing that'll do the job. It's an International Tug of War Day. When was the last time you played Tug of War? It's a good one. I haven't played that in a long time. Probably a family reunion. Probably played it. Maybe gym, something like that. I was always good at Tug of War. That's part of the reason I enjoyed it. There's not a ton of advantages of being tall and like the body of a scarecrow, but it works out well in Tug of War, I'll tell you. It is also National Family Day. It's a great one. Today's the day to appreciate your family, everybody. None, you don't have to worry about it any other day. But today, you want to... No. Every day is a good day to appreciate family. Reach out to maybe some relatives or some people you haven't talked to in a while. Give that a shot. And finally, of course, many of you know, it is President's Day. Leaders' achievements are celebrated. Flags fly high, and a break from the usual hustle gives everyone a moment to relax. Celebrated each year on the third Monday in February, President's Day is a federal holiday to pay tribute to the presidents of the United States, including George Washington and the country's first president, and Abraham Lincoln, served during the Civil War, and of course, a part of some of the most integral growth that this country has had. Holiday was originally established to honor Washington, but over time it has been become a day to recognize all of the nation's presidents. I think when I was a kid in school, this started to shift a little bit. Yeah, I remember it being about President Washington, and then it shifting to being about President Washington and President Lincoln. And now it's kind of just been about our presidents in general. I don't believe that there is another scrutinized job, more scrutinized job, maybe in the free world, maybe in the whole world in general. It's hard to imagine what it is like to be in that position unless you've done it. And I think that the position brings a certain respect to it, even if you don't respect the president. And I don't expect everybody to feel that way. That's part of the beauty of this country. You don't have to. You feel how you're going to feel. I do think, though, one thing that this day has always spoken to me about is that we, as a country, as a nation, have had maybe early on not the biggest variety of different types of presidents. They all look quite a lot alike. All seem to have quite a few things in common. But we have had some variety, and I believe that we will have more variety going forward with the presidency. It's important to remember the president is we are the boss. The president is not our boss. We are the boss. We are in charge. We, the people. And when it comes to electing these officials, never forget that. Vote, do your homework, and vote for the people that are going to do the best by you and your family and your neighborhood and your community. That's what it's all about. And I think it's also a little fun to maybe look up some random facts about presidents. That's always an interesting one. It's I'm a big fan of just random facts and everything. So I cannot help it. I will jump on this one any chance I get. And so that's where we're going. Yes. Yeah. What did they do? A couple like George Washington, the first president and Revolutionary War hero, was an enthusiastic dog breeder. Yeah. He particularly had a thing for hunting hounds. He really liked hunting hounds, to which he gave the names like Sweet Lips and Drunkard. He had a dog called Drunkard. John Adams, our president, our former president, Adams and his wife, Abigail, exchanged more than 1,100 letters over the course of their lengthy relationship. It's pretty cool. James Madison was our shortest president. I think most people know that at 5'4". You'd probably understand then that he barely weighed over 100 pounds. Wow. I can relate to that. I can. John Monroe. Other than Washington, Monroe was the only president to ever run essentially unopposed. Coasting to re-election in the 1820 race. We all remember that. No. Could you imagine that nowadays? A presidential candidate being unopposed. I have a hard time imagining any candidate being unopposed, let alone for that high of office. How about John Quincy Adams? Years after leaving the White House, Quincy Adams argued a famous Supreme Court case that freed the captive Africans who had been repelled aboard the Amistad slave ship. I think if you've seen the movie Amistad, you might know that one. There's a lot of interesting stuff out there. Encourage you to go and check it out. Going to get into some requested music right about now. We've got this one. This is for Amy over in Nakusa. She wanted to hear Same Boat from Zac Brown. Now, you hear the phrase same boat, and I think the majority of us all understand what that means. To be in the same unfortunate or difficult circumstance as others. I think of the boat as the world, as America, in many ways with this song. And that's a part of what Zach's intention was. He recorded this call for unity at the Southern Ground Nashville recording studio once they could meet up in person following the lockdown. It was an early taste of new music from the group's seventh album. It's got that similar vibe like Chicken Fried and some others with the hand clapping. It's an important part of it. Speaking to Audacity, Katie Neal, Zac Brown said the song is a reminder that people went through the same trials and tribulations during the coronavirus pandemic. Once things get back to normal, people need to remember to we're all human beings. Be kind, tolerate each other, even if their beliefs are different. You don't got to like each other, but we all got to live in the same boat. We are going to get to that right now. Here, enjoy. Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them right now. They're 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe. Peacefully agree to disagree. But you can't judge a man till you walk a country mile in his shoes. Do-do-do-do. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time. Trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. We all been kicked and knocked around, but you ain't gonna keep a good man down. You can run like hell from your mistakes, but you can't hide from your truth. Broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all
don't say nothing at all. So help somebody, mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write or call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Keeping the country real. Country Legends, 24/7.
105.5 FM. Country Legends, 24/7. Willie Nelson says every time he saw Johnny Cash, Johnny wanted to hear a joke.
Yeah, when John was down, he always called me. Oh, yeah, I got a guy went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at him and said, well, I got horrible news for you. You're not going to make it. You're going to die. And the guy said, well, that's pretty cold-blooded. Ain't there something I can do? He said, yeah, you might think about taking 3 or 4 mud baths every day. He said, will that help me? He said, well, it'll get you used to the dirt.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk to me. Whiskey River, whiskey river, bathing my memory, mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey river, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. From my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
From 105.5 FM.
Well, I don't drink as much as I used to lately. It just ain't my style. And the hard times don't hurt like they ought to. They pass quicker, like when I was a child.
And somehow I've learned how to listen for a sound like the sun going down in the magic the morning is bringing. There's a song for the life I have found. It keeps my feet on and the midsummer days sit so heavy, but don't they flow like the breeze through your mind when nothing appears in a hurry to make up for someone's lost time. And somehow I've learned how to listen for a sound like the sun going down in the magic the morning. Feet on the ground, and somehow I've learned how to listen for a sound like the breeze dying down in the magic the morning. Feet on the ground. She keeps my feet on the ground.
Country Legends 24/7. Eric Church loves his longtime fans.
Different people have different paths, but we directly came from being up close and personal with our fans, you know, because of the places we play. And I know a lot of them and recognize even more of them, you know, when they're in the crowd, and it's always neat to see them out there. It's just fun for me. I wonder what they feel like when they think about places were about empty and they were standing there giving me all they had, to turn around now and see all these other people there. I think that just would have to be a neat thing for them too, because they were there first.
Throw it down. I got a 40 hour week.
fast like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Eric Church, Drink in My Hand on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop here in Wisconsin Rapids. That was for Dale over in Grand Rapids. Hope you enjoyed that, Dale. Let's go ahead and get in a little bit of country music news. If you love the Luke Combs-Tracy Chapman duet, hold on to your boots because this is the next big thing. Luke and Post Malone. Yeah. Post Malone teased an upcoming collaboration with Luke Combs. He recently shared a brief clip of himself jamming out to a track featuring Luke. There aren't many details right now, but Post Malone captioned it with a beer emoji, tagged Luke, and Luke responded with a beer emoji. So I'm guessing it has something to do with a little bit of alcohol. If you saw Post Malone during the Super Bowl, if you've seen him in the last couple of months, he's been wearing a bolo tie and a country cowboy hat every once in a while. It looks like he is going to be stepping his foot into the country music genre. Anybody going to lose their mind over that? Like Queen Bee, like Beyonce and everything? Anybody? Anybody? No? I'm curious. The gatekeepers of country music, I'm curious. Are you guys going to get bent out? Anybody going to get bent out of shape out of this? What are people worried about or afraid of with this one? Like any artist doing country music? Like, if it's bad, it just gives you a little bit more to make fun of. It just shows you how much stronger country music is and how not anybody can just pick up and do it. If it's good, well, then you got good new music. Where's the downside here? It isn't as if these artists come to music and they bring the genre down. And if you're worried about the genre being brought down, I'd be a lot more worried about these people out here who are just pandering to you, who are just telling you what you want to hear. I'd be a lot more worried about that. But we'll see how this goes. It's certainly been working well for Luke Combs. Jelly Roll is loved by nearly everyone, so it comes as a bit of a surprise that he was once sued by Waffle House. That cannot be easy. Having that on your resume, you've been sued by Waffle House? Back in 2013, Jelly was an underground rapper and put out a mixtape called Whiskey, Weed, and Waffle House. So you can understand they got a little upset, yeah. Jelly said, I used the Waffle House logo on the CD cover for the mixtape. Oh, that, what are you thinking, man? I didn't know this at the time, and they sent me a cease and desist letter for copyright issues, and they froze my YouTube channel. It was a big debacle. You'd think this might bother most people, but instead Jelly said, I was calling everybody like, we're popular. Waffle House is trying to sue us. He's got a point. I mean, you know, yeah. It tells you something. Like, if you really, like, this goes back to the Beyonce thing and everything. If you really want to hurt her or hurt, anything like that, ignoring it. That's the way to really defeat these things. By talking about him, you're just raising the popularity. How many times in your life has somebody said, oh, this is a dangerous thing, music, movie, TV show, or whatever. And then you go and see it because you want to see what everybody's talking about. Jelly Roll went on to say, I was 450 pounds. I should have sued Waffle House 10 years ago. He should have sued him. Do you know how many all-star breakfasts I have bought in my life? I might have stopped at 3:30. In the end, Jelly settled the case for $10,000 after printing around the many mixtapes for free. And then they charged the name of the album, or changed the name of the album, and also put a cease and desist logo on the cover. Nicely done. Kind of shows you, though, that this guy was always going to be something. Like, whatever genre he went into, he was going to end up making it. And we're going to wrap up the segment with some fun here. I thought this would be a fun way to start off the week. Not sure what to listen to on this fine President's Day? Don't worry, we got you covered. Here is four awesome new country music covers that were just released. Yes, I went with that pun, and I'm standing by it. I apologize for that pun, everybody. I should not have done that to you on a Monday morning. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. I apologize. Here, Save Me by Jelly Roll, performed by Kelly Clarkson. Jelly even went so far as to say that Kelly's rendition made him cry. Here's a little bit of that. She is so darn good. Is there any, I mean, I don't know a ton about Kelly Clarkson, I'll be honest, but when I hear her sing, I'm like, jeez, I don't know. There's a few people I know that belt like she does. And it's hard imagining her, any song her doing a bad job with. That's a pretty cool version. Yeah, and Jelly Roll even has a video out of him watching it and crying and getting really emotional from it. It's a beautiful song, and she does a great job with it. She looks great, by the way. Wow. I haven't seen her in a while. She looks amazing. When a Man Loves a Woman is not only one of the more famous songs out there, but certainly one of the more famous covered songs. It's by Calvin Lewis. And this one we're going to play right here, Calvin Lewis and Andrew Wright, performed by Jackson Dean. Jackson had a good time with this song. The song was made hugely popular. They say in this article by Michael Bolton in 1991, there is some truth to that, certainly. You want to... I got nothing against Michael Bolton, but I remember watching the Grammys and Michael Bolton wins a Grammy for When a Man Loves a Woman and thanks everybody under the sun except for Percy Sledge, who is the one who actually made the song famous back in 66. That's the only version of the song to me, but I'm going to take a listen to this one.
Well, this man loves you, woman. Can't. Just trying to hold up to your high class love. Well, baby, please don't treat me bad. For when a man loves his woman deep down in his soul, she can bring him such misery.
Yeah, I'm listening to all of that. That sounds good. That sounded good, Mr. Dean. Nicely done. How about this one, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol, performed by Maureen Morris. She said, I think it was the first time I truly gave zero blanks while filming and recording this. You can fill in the blanks.
In the crowd and lonely night, well,
Maureen Morris got a great voice, a really nice singer. And I don't, I see, now this is where I understand where some people are like, well, that doesn't sound like country. Because if I heard that song on the radio, I would look at the station and be like, is that a country station? This is the interesting thing about this. If you're a country artist and you do a song like that with a beat like that and everything, Does that make it a country song, or does it just make it a pop song? And does it matter? Why are we so eager and in need of categorizing everything? It's music. It's played with the same seven notes as any other artist. I don't get it. Got a nice voice, though. Interesting. I'd like to know what Billy Idol thinks of that one, because it's such a new wave, kind of like a punk hit back in the day. So I'm interested. And, of course, the great, the wonderful Lori Morgan. I will admit completely, got to interview Miss Morgan on Midday Magazine about a year or two ago. Got to talk her on air, off air. One of the sweetest human beings I've ever met. One of my favorite people I'll ever interview. So I'm a little biased. But this is a nice cover. Don't Close Your Eyes by Keith Whitley, performed by the beautiful Lori Morgan. She said it was one of her favorite Keith songs to sing. And, of course, it's not going to play for me. Come on. Live radio, baby, nothing like it. Here we go.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still won't hear, I know. But darling, this time your memories die when you hold me. Don't close your eyes.
Gosh, she can sing. Man, great singer. What a voice. The way she carries a note, it's incredible. We're going to go ahead and check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun. Keep on listening. We've got good country music on the way for you. Some Waylon Jennings, Faith Hill, Alabama, Trisha Yearwood, Dwight Yoakam, all in your future. Coming up on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them right now at 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. What did I just say there? No, hold up. You can't let me get away with that. Did I put a Z or a V in Wisconsin or Rapids? I don't know what I did there. I got to go back and listen to that. Good stuff coming up for you. Go visit our friends over at From the Ground Up. They're 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Country Legends 24-7. 105.5 FM.
Storms never. I picked wildflowers, sung you soft, sad songs.
And every road we took, God knows our search was for the truth. And the storms brewing now won't be the last.
Storms never last, do they?
Bad times.
steals the thunder. You make the sun wash out.
From 105.5 FM.
Hey everybody, this is Faith Hill.
Baby, don't turn out the light. I wanna see you look at me. Whisper only truth tonight. Not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, 'cause roses wither away. All I really need is all.
Gentry talking about the guys before they became the group Alabama on Country Legends 24/7.
And even at night, we had three beds in the same room, and we'd all
we'd lay there at night and we'd sing until we'd slowly fall asleep. We'd just sing.
One part would drop out.
But we come in and Cookie's in the bed. And we go, 1, 2, 3. I know I'm only Shelly's winter love.
He'd wake up out of dead sleep and hit his part.
He'd cut his hair all fuzzed up.
Legends 24/7.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and romance and a living maid.
This is Dwight Yoakam.
You got your little way hurting me, you know just how to tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way hurting me, they're not too bad, they're real tough. Just one cold look. You got your